Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting fifth. The second baseman, George Grantham. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carmen Hill. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Carmen Hill. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Jimmy Cooney. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rig Stevenson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Clyde Beck. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Usburn. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Usburn. And now, play ball. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Usburn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney can't make a play. That's a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. Wehner moves to second. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grantham for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooney moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Usburn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Usburn drops the ball. Carmen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, With the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimm moves to second. Bob Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck can't make a play. That's a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wehner moves to third. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wehner scores. Barnhart moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barnhart tags and moves to third. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-1 in the game. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Wehner moves to second. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney fields it and throws to second for the out. Barnhart scores. Wehner moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Pirates. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Adams steals second. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to third. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Rick Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Hill moves to second. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barnhart hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb, who is chasing the ball. Wehner reaches third base with a triple. Hill scores. Wehner goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Pirates. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Wright is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 1 in the game. Osborne hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grantham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grantham moves to third. Guy Bush now pitching. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grantham scores. Trainer moves to third. It's 5-3, Pirates. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Beck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Harris moves to second. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a line drive towards the mound. Bush catches it and throws to third to double up Trainer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooney hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Webb moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barnhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Wehner hits a line drive for a double play. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a line drive into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beck hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Grantham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trainer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grantham moves to third. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Trainer moves to second. Jim Brilhart now pitching. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Grantham scores. Trainer moves to third. Harris moves to second. It's 6-3, Pirates. Carmen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trainer scores. Harris moves to third. Smith moves to second. One out. It's 7-3, Pirates. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney has Harris trapped. There's the throw to Hartnett and over to Beck, who tags Harris for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Barnhart is hit by the pitch. Smith moves to third. Wehner moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Brillhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brillhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hill, and towards Wright, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Grantham strikes out. Two outs. Pye Traynor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Traynor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Traynor hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wilson is hit by the pitch. Webb moves to second. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webb tags and moves to third. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright misplays the ball. That's an error on Wright. Webb scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 7-4, Pirates. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Chick Tolson pinch hits for Clyde Beck. Chick Tolson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Grimm moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Pirates. Woody English pinch runs for Chick Tolson. Cliff Heathcott pinch hits for Jim Brillhart. Cliff Heathcott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heathcott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Cubs 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Howard Fragaw now playing third base. Charlie Root now pitching. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Pirates. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Hill reaches second base with a double. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wehner is hit by the pitch. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to third for the out. Wehner moves to second. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cooney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cooney hits a line drive towards short. Wright reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grantham misplays the ball. That's an error on Grantham. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Webb moves to second. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Stevenson hits a line drive towards short. Wright reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.